All right, my name is Samantha, and I'm 16 years old. Today is May 26th. I'm speaking with Sasha, who is my sister-in-law. We are recording this interview in Brooklyn, New York. So Sasha, can you tell me more about yourself?
Oh, hi, my name is Sasha, and I've been asked by my sister-in-law, Samantha, to be interviewed for a project on 9/11.
All right, so what were you doing on the day of 9/11?
Okay, so on the day of 9/11, I was heading back from New York to San Francisco, and our flight was at about 7 o'clock in the morning, and me and my mom were trying to make our flight, and it turned out that the taxi driver took us to the wrong terminal, so we were officially getting to our to the correct terminal, which almost made us miss our flight. But luckily, when we got to the boarding area, we were able to get the last seat on the plane. And this was leaving Newark, New Jersey, heading over to SFO. So we luckily got the last seat on the plane, almost missed it, boarded the flight, and sometimes during the flight, about like 2 hours or 1 hour, 1 hour and a half into the flight, the pilot makes an announcement that they have to make an emergency landing. And, you know, everybody was trying to figure out what happened, and somebody on the flight mentioned there were two planes that hit the World Trade Center, and that's why we needed to make an emergency landing. And we ended up having to land where we found that the president, which was President Bush at the time, also landed, which was in Lincoln, Nebraska, in the middle of the United States, like in the middle of nowhere. He's mm-hmm. never been to Nebraska ever. Mm-hmm. And they held us there for like the next couple days. So I think that was on a Monday. And we were there until about Wednesday, until they actually cleared the sky for people to fly planes again. So yeah, that's what happened.
What was your reaction when like everyone was like on the plane, like, you know, saying how they hit the World Trade Center? What was your reaction to that?
The reaction, we were very shocked. We, you know, as we were leaving the plane, we were getting off the plane, and there's an escalator coming down from where you unload to the plane, going deeper to the baggage claim area in the airport. And as you're coming down, you see like screens, TV screens on along the sides of the escalator, and they kept on displaying the plane hitting the World Trade Center, and it was just like a movie. Like, you couldn't believe like it was happening. It was just like, it was just so unreal. We were so shocked, and then mm-hmm. we were really sad, and, you know, we had relatives that were trying to call us because they knew that we were leaving New York at that time, and they were worried that we were going to be on one of those planes. And mm-hmm. I don't know, should I say this now, but the flight that we were going to take, that it turns out after we missed our flight, that flight was one of the ones that actually landed and tried to hit the Pentagon. So had we missed our flight, that would have been our flight.
Well, what was your family's reaction when, like, you told them that, you know, you missed the flight, and that was actually the flight that was supposed to land in San Francisco, but it didn't?
A lot of family members were just shocked. They, like, couldn't believe that. We missed it by, like a thread. Like, it almost... And it was just so tricky because we almost really got on that flight because we were running so late that day. And the taxi cab driver got us to the wrong terminal. So we were thinking, that we were just thinking that we were saved, but also grateful that we were saved too at the same time. Thank you.
So did 9/11 create any fears for you?
Well, I definitely had a fear of flying for a little bit. So that we were like really, really worried about for some time, because it was just so scary that somebody would try to hijack a plane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we maneuver what was going to be happening on an actual flight.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we were pretty scared to fly. Well, Sam.
Yeah.
Sorry. Hold on.
All right. So do you think the airline's efforts in making sure people ended up in the right places were effective enough?
I think they did a great job. I mean, I was surprised how like quickly everybody worked together to make sure that everybody was in a safe place. So yeah, like, I mean, and just how organized and how people came together to make sure that even us, we were strangers in Nebraska, but like the people from Lincoln, Nebraska, they were so welcoming. Like the Red Cross in Lincoln were the people that like fed us for the next couple of days. They like had like ready-made sandwiches for everybody and snacks and like care packages of like toothpaste and toothbrushes and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty amazing.
So I know you were like in the middle of nowhere. Did you guys like do anything on the 3 days? When
we really didn't do not so much. We went to like their, I mean, from what you remember, what I remember now, Lincoln is it's a really like small town. Like, I mean, the biggest hotel there, which they allowed all of us passengers to stay at, was the Cornhusker Hotel. Like, there's nowhere that I've ever heard of that has a Cornhusker Hotel. But I mean, it's a pretty like, I mean, it's like a 17 or 20 story like hotel.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like the biggest one in Nebraska. But I mean, that's just, it's like, that's the name of the hotel. It's not like Hilton, it's not the Hyatt, it's the Cornhusker. And that's how country it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about the president's efforts after 9/11?
I feel like they really tried to make efforts to keep everybody safe. Like, I think TSA started buckling down after 9/11 happened, just to make sure that there was nobody trying to do anything like possibly, suspicious on an airplane anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think TSA, and then also there's like more restrictions for flying now, and then making sure that everybody's where they need to be.
Yes, definitely. I know like the TSA laws has been more strict, so you can't have some liquids on board and all that. So I did some research, and 9/11 has been planned since 1996. How do you feel about that?
Yeah. Oh, whoa, that's scary to me that it was planned. I did hear that it was like, there was some planning, but I didn't know that it was all the way since then. So that's really scary to me that it took them so long to plan, and nobody was suspicious of suspicious earlier, or it wasn't there was no suspicion that made it even more of suspicions of anybody.
Yeah.
Like, not strong enough a suspicion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I did some more research too, and recently 9/11 compensation funds are running out. How do you feel about that?
That's really sad, because there's been so many people that have died from 9/11 or been affected by 9/11 that I would think that they would have a stronger fund for that, because of the difficulty that it caused so many people.
Yeah, I agree. So, I know after the 3 days of how the planes were grounded, what did you do, like, after flying back?
After flying back, we just, reunited with family that was looking and wondering, like, how we were doing. So, that was like the main thing, just like making sure that the family that was wondering about us knew that we were okay and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it. And then I had to go back to, I was working then already.
Mm-hmm.
I just started working. So I was, starting to get used to having a regular work schedule and everything. So, no, I wasn't working. I didn't graduate yet. I was still in school.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I was just trying to confirm basically that, we were okay to relatives that were wondering, and just trying to make sure that my mom felt, wasn't stressed out. My uncle, that was actually the reason why we were there in New York anyway. We went to go visit, wanted to watch one of the photography exhibits at one of the embassies over there. And we wanted to make sure that he was okay too, because we heard from him briefly, but, he was one of the people that had to kind of be an on-call doctor to, like, people that needed medical care right away since he was there. So he had, like, an interesting experience too.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so this concludes our interview. this concludes our interview. Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. Anytime. If you need more information, let me know, Sam.
All right. Thank